One day we were, you know, we cleared this land. There's been a lot of burning took place. Amen. And right out back of these two buildings, I had a pile of brush and wood, limb that we had cut and piled up and pushed up. And I like that quick fire. How many of y'all? I don't like that little thing. Y'all keep trying to stick some paper to it and get a little. I like that quick fire. So I really wanted to get it going. And I dumped a whole lot of gas. I ain't say a little bit. I dumped a whole lot of gas. And I wasn't prepared for what was going to happen. And I threw the match, and I thought I was at a safe distance. But I was not. I was not. I threw that match, and that gas, that fire went, vroom. It burnt my eyebrows. y'all laughing before I finish. So, and do you think that I moved? I just still said, when it went, boom, I went, boom. Too late. Not only did it burn my eyebrow, it was fire in my skin. And I couldn't get it out right away. And we think there's something. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You notice I had Brother George to lead us in praise, and we're going somewhere. Thank you, Brother George. I guess he's back there counting money. Count it good, Brother George. We need a lot of it. Hallelujah. Praise is a weapon that saints don't use enough. We allow our flesh to get in the way, but let me get back to this. But we're going somewhere. The internet hates praise because it puts them on the run. And it puts us in the presence of God. And no place I'd rather be than in the presence of the Lord. So, a spirit-filled life. This was the coming of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I said, this was the coming of the Holy Spirit. He didn't come on that day and left the next day. But Jesus said, he will abide with you forever. Am I right? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And God knew there would be people who would respond to his love. You're sitting here because you did what? You respond to his love. He knew when you respond to his love. Are y'all listening to me?
All right.
He knew that you had some hangovers, hang-ups, and hangouts. He knew you would be living a life with issues and problems. Somebody passed on to you. And some of them you picked up and gathered yourself. And it will hinder you from being obedient, committed, consecrated, and dedicated to him. Yeah. And he knew that in that people that loved him, are y'all listening to me? He knew that in the people that loved him, they wanted to do right.
Yeah.
They desired to do right. But they was in a world that was filled with violence and evil and darkness.
Yeah.
That's always bidding for their attention. Trying to keep them away and keep them from getting to and keep them from entering into that place with him where they can walk free of all the cares. So he said, I'm going to send the promise of the Father. And you listen to too many of the saints, they'll talk about the first coming of their first introduction, a first reception of receiving the Spirit, and how they fail. And after a while, you don't hear them talking about it because it worn off. Because in their thinking, they keep trying to get back to how they feel. Am I helping anybody? They keep trying to get back to how they feel. And then they don't do what they need to do to get back, or to stir up, should I say, what's already in them. And they're trying to get back to how they feel and trying to do it with what won't get them there. Hallelujah. And then therefore they go through their days, weeks, and months and years frustrated. Trying to be successful. Then they'll start trying other things. Yeah. Only to find out when they get in it, they get hooked. And they want to quit, but the hook got them. And then they try to get loose from the hook, and because they don't know what the words say, and they don't know their rights, and they don't know who they are, and the hook, the devil keep them hooked. And they go through life frustrated. They go through life living like a sinner. They go through life poverty stricken, miserable, mad at the world. Want to punch everybody out they see, but they know better. Because somebody's going to punch back. Hallelujah. But God said, I want my children to receive what I have done for them. A spirit-filled life that will teach you, lead you, guide you, help you, strengthen you, stand by you, counsel you, hallelujah, and comfort you, and let you know you have been joined to me. Can I talk to you just a few minutes? You have been joined to me, and I won't let nothing come between me and you. If you will trust me, you cannot trust your flesh. You cannot trust what other people say. You got to trust what God has said and what God has done and what God is doing. And then you receive him. And people will call you crazy. And they'll call you out of control when you yield too much to the Holy Ghost. But I always tell them, leave me alone. I'm enjoying myself. Yes. So they saw these people. Hallelujah. They know they had been up in that room for several days, some 10 days. And I imagine they had some comments. Just like you, when you start waiting on God, start getting away and praying and waiting on God, and then do what the Spirit of God tells you to do. People got some comments. But when the Holy Spirit came, do you notice he didn't tip in this earth? You know what the scripture said? They heard a sound. They heard what? They heard a sound. Have you ever heard the sound of a tornado? Have you ever heard the sound of the wind? Huh? They thought it was the wind.